Pakistan yesterday elected the widow of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, Asif Ali Zardari, to the country's presidency. That was yesterday. The election fills a vacancy created last month when President General Pervez Musharraf resigned the office amid calls for a return to real democratic rule in the country. Zardari comes to the presidency as Pakistan's government is engaged in a struggle with radical Islamic militants based along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan, who have destabilized the border region and wrought terror in Pakistan's cities. A defense analyst at the Pakistan Institute of International Affairs, Ikram Segel, discussed the election with us.
Well, you know, there's a disconnect about it because basically the people are not involved directly. And what it has done is that there is a coalition party, coalition government, on which one of the members came away from the coalition government. That is, it was a PPP-led coalition and PMLN walked out of the coalition. And if you remember, General Musharraf had a party called the PMLQ, which was supporting him. And they put up a candidate called Syed Mushahid Hussain. So basically, you have three candidates. You have Zardari, Salma Siddiqui, and Mushahid Hussain. The Electoral College is made up of four assemblies, that is, four provincial assemblies, the National Assembly, and the Senate. Three of the assemblies are virtually all out in favor of Asif Zardari, and he has a majority of the seats in the National Assembly and possibly has about 35% in the Senate. Like I said in the beginning, this is purely in the sphere of the elected representatives. The people are in disconnect, and really there is no great enthusiasm or rejection